1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9, the Word of God says, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." What do you think is important in that verse? Maybe the grace of God? Paul says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." And when I thought about that and just sat back and thought about what he's saying, it just occurred to me that we need to remember that within ourselves every single day. We need to understand that us being saved, a body of believers, that it's only by the grace of God that we are what we are. And that's something we need to just put in our mind over and over and over again. Because it's by the grace of God that we need to understand is the only reason we have anything at all that's worth having. And when we look at ourselves, we need to understand we are absolutely nothing without the grace of God. Amen? So, as an individual, can you say this morning, "By the grace of God, I am what I am"? And it's only because of God and what He has done and His perfect plan. Because without that, you are absolutely nothing. When I thought about that, I can look over the things in my life and see there needs to be a lot of improvement. You don't have to amen that, by the way. But I mean, I can. If I think about the grace of God and who I am without the grace of God, I can honestly look at a lot of improvements that would need to take place. For me to be good in anybody's eyes, there would need to be improvement. Samantha, quit smiling. Isn't that funny? She's over here laughing.
Yeah, you're right.
But there does. There needs to be a lot of improvements. It's not hard to take a second and see that within yourself. Would you agree? It's even humbling when you think about it. If you understand it's by the grace of God that you are what you are, it's even humbling if you separate that from the fact of what you are without the grace of God. And a lot of times, it's hard in this world, as selfish and as probably spoiled as we are, to think about that a lot. Because we are a people, a lot of times if you look through in here, we can pretty much find a way to get what we want or do what we want. I mean, if you compare us to other countries and other, I mean, we're a spoiled people. We really are. And so that's even humbling. Now, I can continue to point that focus, to point that the focus is more on me, and I can even try harder when I look at that and try to be better. I mean, if I just, for the second, take the fact of, by the grace of God, I am what I am, okay? And I just focus and I look at the things about myself that aren't good, that I need to better, or things about myself. And if I focus on that, I could probably do better, couldn't I, about different things in my life. I mean, we can work at doing things like that, okay? I can continue to the point that all of a sudden the focus, if it's not about the grace of God, the focus becomes on who when I do better? On myself. I can try as hard as I can to be better. Now, I can even accomplish a lot of those things that I see within myself without focusing on the grace of God and do better. But is it ever enough? It's never enough. What if you do accomplish a better working in yourself? What if you do that? Will the one who is seemingly better or more talented or more popular ever be satisfied? Absolutely not. What do you see it in your own life? Think of the people that have accomplished things within themselves and don't realize by the grace of God they are what they are. Is it ever enough? Look at the one who's gone to church all their life. By the way, that's me. And I can tell you, it was never enough Now, I could accomplish things and feel good within myself without thinking about being the grace of God, being I am that I am because of the grace of God. But it was never enough when I don't think on those things. If you're not who you are by the grace of God, you will never get over how awful you are, or you will never get past trying to be better or gain more with what you already think is good. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Whether you see how awful you are, or whether you seem to do better in everything, it'll never be enough if you don't notice, if you're not one who you are by who you are by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am." If you're not who you are by the grace of God, there's no peace at all. Now you may think so, or many may think so, because they always try to do better and better and better, and they seem to accomplish those things, but it's never enough. I mean, I think we could say that. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Not on my own. I'm crucified with Christ. By the grace of God, I'm forgiven. By the grace of God, I'm saved. It's by the grace of God that I'm justified. It's by the grace of God that I'm redeemed. None of those qualities I have at all by anything that I've done at all. So it's kind of humbling to think when we can say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Wouldn't you agree? Because without the grace of God, you're absolutely nothing. Nothing. It has nothing to do with any kind of performance. If by the grace of God you are what you are, and there's no performance at all within yourself, you're nothing without that. We need to realize that we are, and I said it last week, we are instruments, okay? And by the grace of God, you are what you are. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He that worketh in us, it's not us performing. It was, notice, but the grace of God which was with me. So it's not us performing. It's not, Paul here is not elevating himself at all, is he? Now he said, but I labored. Right? But he's not elevating himself at all. It was by the grace of God that he was what he was. We're not the ones who are exalted. Okay? We exalt the one who what? Paid for our sins. Right? By our labor, we're exalting the one who was faithful. Right? When we notice by the grace of God we are what we are, we exalt the one that saved us, knowing we couldn't be saved any other way. When we recognize by the grace of God we are what we are, and without the grace of God we're nothing, then what do we do as we labor? Is it in vain? No, it enables us to exalt the one who did it all, right? That brings the glory to the one who deserves the glory. We exalt who? Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul does. He exalts Christ. We bring glory and honor to Him. Now Paul in this verse says, we labor. Was it to build a name for himself? Did Paul try to... A lot of people today, in a lot of areas, if you speak to them about the Apostle Paul and him being the minister to the Gentiles, and you make note that they need to understand Paul's epistles for right doctrine, we can make a lot of Paul, can't we? And I think that's okay if we bring it out the right way. Paul says we labor, but Paul didn't do it to build a name for himself. He did it for you to be saved, and notice by the grace of God is the only reason you are what you are, if you recognize the grace of God, which some people don't. Okay? But Paul says, it wasn't to build a name for himself, It was to exalt God Almighty. It was to exalt Jesus Christ and what He did in you. Because without it being within you, you're nothing. He says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I." Now if he would have just stopped, "than they all," he would have made a lot about himself, wouldn't he? But he says, "yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. And if we're not careful, as a body of believers, as we learn and as we have a ministry of reconciliation, and as we need to be sharing what Jesus Christ did for us, and that it was only Him and nothing within ourselves, hopefully as an ambassador, these are the things that need to be shared as an ambassador, right? We also need to understand, it's not to make a lot about ourselves, like we know something that you don't know, and you know it's and bring the glory on ourselves. We can't do that. As teachers, as people out in the work field every day, we need to understand that we are what we are only because of the grace of God. Not because we're smarter, not because we can relate it better, not because we have a better understanding, but because we understand the grace of God and who we are without it. It helps us a lot understand that we're no better than that other except by the grace of God. It's important to keep that in mind. Paul says, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." See, the source of doing and performing is God living in us and through us. There is no ability within ourselves. Once as a teacher, or as a pastor, or as somebody who's just sharing the gospel, that has the knowledge and the wisdom through the Word of God, once they believe that ability is within their self, you know who's exalted? The teacher, the preacher, the one who's at work sharing these things that he's learned. And the glory is not God's. Amen? And you know what you do? You labor in vain. You got to understand that the issue we forget a lot of times, we become very judging people instead of people who share grace. Is what that will make you extremely judgmental, wouldn't it? Once you think you know more and somebody needs to know what you know, then the glory becomes on you. And you become a judgmental person. What did Romans 14 talk about? Not to bring naught to your brother. And I believe that fits perfect. As a body of believers, where we need to be careful and we need to make sure the issue is that Christ is exalted, and the only reason you know what you know is because of the grace of God. And we need to keep that in front of us. Anybody can do, let's face it, anybody can do good works that wants to, right? There are many that have worked so hard. I look back in the past few weeks through the storms and through things that have gone on. I mean, just there's been times like, I think they showed some clips the other day, and I mean, it was touching to see how people have come out and have helped and through the storms and people that give, besides the storms, through their life all the time. There are a lot of people that do a lot of good things. There really are. There are many that help just by serving others because they love to serve others. And those are good things. Don't quit. Those are good things. Good deeds can always be done. But the issue is of what sort it is. That's the issue. What is the motivation behind it is the issue. Is it to bring glory to yourself? Or by the grace of God, you are what you are? Is God doing it through you? Or you doing it, or are you doing it to impress yourself or feel good about yourself? Because if you are, and you don't understand that it's only the grace of God that says He did good to me, right? There's two motivations. A lot of people do a lot of good things, but a lot of times the motivation is their self and they don't even realize it. because they don't understand the grace of God. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 13. Jamie, you been drinking Anna's water? No. She's got like 3 gallons back there if anybody gets thirsty. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Now let's remember, Paul said before this, "But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." And in 1 Corinthians 3:13 he says, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." Now it doesn't say of how much it is, or what kind it is, but of what sort it is. And the issue, is it to the glory of God, or is it to the glory of yourself by just doing a lot of good things? A lot of people in this life have done a lot of good things, but it'll be burned up. Absolutely burned up. You know what? And I think you put those two verses together, it shows that Paul wasn't trying to impress people by what he did. He was trying to exalt the name of God. And he understood that, look, the only reason this is going on, without him being selfish, is by the grace of God, he was who he was. Paul said it wasn't him doing this. Now, we mention Paul a lot. We know he was the apostle to the Gentiles. We know that he received the revelation of the mystery. We know that he was given the dispensation of the grace of God. We know that through his letters we find our doctrine for today. I mean, we do make a lot about the apostle Paul. But we also need to be clear, okay? As we do make a lot of the apostle Paul, it wasn't about the man, but it was about the grace of God working in that man. And sometimes I'm telling you, I can be as guilty as him. I get so caught up because it gets exciting to see this thing that was different. I mean, it does. It's exciting when you start noticing, hey, this word makes sense. You know, I can go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and I can read it and I can understand exactly what they're talking about, and it doesn't contradict anything when I read Paul's letters because I don't fit over there. And it's because of what Paul wrote that I understand that. So I do make a lot of Paul. But to make a lot of Paul because it was Paul is one thing. He did a lot of good things, didn't he? He did. But if I make a lot about Paul, then I'm making a lot about the man. Instead, we make a lot about the grace of God that worked in Paul. That's important. Colossians 2:6. Colossians 2:6. This is where it can really get tough sometimes. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." It's the motivation. You do it because you recognize the grace of God and you realize you're nothing else without the grace of God. Because if you walk in any other way, then you know what you're doing? You're bringing glory to yourself. You're working, working, working. You'll never be satisfied. You'll always have to do more. Won't you? It's the motivation. It's of what sort it is. See, we need to walk. As I study this, I notice we need to walk in grace one toward another. Okay? We need to walk in grace. When we begin to understand the grace of God, then our judgmental attitude will probably change a lot, won't it? We understand, we put in front of us every day that I am what I am because of the grace of God. I promise you, we'll understand that a lot of times we can be very judgmental people and we can measure ourselves to other people. But understand, the only reason you are anything at all is by the grace of God. It's not you. It's what's in you. And hopefully that will put the motivation so that others can know the grace of God. And I got a feeling sometimes we become very ungraceful people because we don't think about who we are only because of God. Sometimes we become people that it's because of what we know. If we're not careful, we'll become that, just as any other denomination would become that, well, we're Baptist, and, well, we're Presbyterian, and we're, you know, and then the next thing you know, it's, well, I graduated at Dallas Theological Seminary. Well, I went to New Orleans. And the next thing you know, we're just like the rest of the world. There's nothing wrong with more studying. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with trying to get more understanding of the Word of God. But the work of what's sorted is the issue that you offer grace. Because if you don't offer